It's being billed as an opportunity to shape the outcome of the war in Ukraine. Defense ministers from 50 countries are meeting at Germany's Ramstein Air Base to discuss the next steps in military support for Ukraine. Top of the agenda will be battle tanks and heavy weapons, which President Volodymyr Zelensky says are vital to increasing his troops' offensive capabilities against Russian forces. Well, ahead of the...
This new security assistance package is worth up to $2.5 billion, and it's one of the largest yet. It brings total U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to more than $26.7 billion since Russia's unprovoked invasion last February. Our new package provides even more air defense capabilities to help Ukraine defend its cities and its skies. And that includes NASAMS munitions and 8 air defense, Avenger air defense systems. This new assistance package also helps meet Ukraine's urgent need for armor and combat vehicles.
The German-made Leopard 2 tanks are at the core of the discussions at the Ramstein Air Base. Launched in 1979, they've been upgraded several times. Currently, 13 European armies are using the battle tanks. The Leopard 2 is valued for its maneuverability. It's lighter than other comparable models, such as Britain's Challenger 2. They've recent battlefield experience. NATO forces use them in Afghanistan. Other nations that have received Leopard tanks from Germany require approval from Berlin before they can be sent to a third country. That means the tanks can't be sent to Ukraine without Germany's permission. Al Jazeera's Ali Hashem is standing by for us in Moscow. Natasha Butler is in Kyiv. But first, let's go to Stepp Varsen, who's at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where that meeting is being held. So, Stepp, is Germany going to send Leopard 2 tanks or not?
Well, that's still the million-dollar question here in Ramstein. You heard Secretary Austin mentioning all the weapon systems that are now being pledged to be sent to Ukraine, anti-aircraft defense, all kinds of combat vehicles, a lot of ammunition. But that one key thing that Ukraine really wants and says it needs, the Leopard 2 tanks, has not been mentioned so far as a contribution by Germany. We know that the German government, under the leadership of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, has been hesitating for months to send these battle tanks because he is worried. It's called a game changer, and he is worried that it could lead to an escalation of the war, and it would actually involve NATO getting into a direct confrontation with Russia. But the pressure here in Ramstein and also in the weeks leading up to this has been immense on Germany, and Austin has called it a decisive moment for Ukraine. And what it showed was also that for the first time, Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, has been addressing this meeting here in Ramstein. And he made a very emotional plea. He said, time is running out. And he was basically pointing at the hesitation by Germany and that it takes such a long time to make decisions. He says, we have no time to lose. We are basically facing maybe a next major offensive here in Ukraine. People are dying every day. So he was really making an emotional plea. But so far, as I said, we haven't heard from Germany if they're going to send the Leopard 2 tanks or not. There could be a compromise, as you say. Other countries in Europe have these tanks as well. There's around 2,000 tanks here of these Leopard 2. And they could say, Germany could say, we will give you the permission to send them to Ukraine. But even that we haven't heard so far.
OK, Stepp Varsen there, live at Ramstein Air Base. Let's go to Kyiv then. Natasha Butler is there for us. President Zelensky spoke to that meeting of foreign ministers in Germany earlier, Natasha. What did he tell them, and what is it that he specifically wants?
Well, the Ukrainian president says that he's hoping for some strong decisions from this meeting in Germany. Look, what he wants is what Kyiv has said it's wanted all along. It has repeatedly urged Western powers to send more weapons to Ukraine, most recently more heavy weapons, things like tanks, more armoured fighting vehicles, but also ammunition, artillery, basically anything and everything that would help Ukrainian forces defend themselves themselves against Russian forces. What Zelensky is saying is, as you heard Step there say, is that, look, we don't have time to hesitate because every day that we hesitate plays into the hands of the Russians. He also took a swipe at Germany for hesitating over sending these Leopard tanks at Olaf Scholz decisions. Look, as far as the Ukrainians are concerned, they're like, look, if you don't send these weapons that allow us to fight the Russians, you will soon be fighting the Russians elsewhere in Europe. That is the message from Kyiv, that they feel like they are doing the work on behalf of other Western powers. There's a lot of frustration in Kyiv, although there is also a lot of gratitude for many of the weapons that are being sent. For example, we heard on Thursday that a number of European nations, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, the UK, are all sending more weapons to Ukraine, large numbers of weapons. So Kyiv is grateful for that. They know that the US is also preparing this huge weapons package. But they say what they need is more right now. They are worried about a new offensive by Russia, and they need those weapons as soon as possible.
Sasha Butler there live in Kyiv. Let's go to Moscow then. Ali Hashim is there for us just as that conference got underway. Ali, the Kremlin issued a statement in which it said that Western countries supplying additional tanks to Ukraine would not change the course of the conflict.
Adrian, the Kremlin also stated that the NATO summit and providing Ukraine with more weapons is going to take this conflict to another level. This is what Dmitry Peskov, the spokesperson for the Kremlin, said. He also reiterated yesterday's position by Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy head of the National Security Council, who warned that Russia losing the war means that this is going to be a nuclear conflict. And this is kind of an escalatory narrative or rhetoric that the Russians are taking. And this also reflects in a way or another the concerns here in Moscow from the summit that's taking place or that's going to take place. This is changing the dynamics. And in a way or another, to Russia, this is getting a new factor into the battle, and to them this is really concerning. Now, with respect to the other Russian positions, Russian ambassador to the United States also said that all targets that are going to be in Ukraine are going to be all Western targets are going to be hit by the Russians. So it's kind of escalation in the rhetoric. However, this concern is day after day taking a new dynamic here in Moscow.
Al Jazeera's Ali Hashim there, live in Moscow. Many thanks indeed, Ali.